like that. This could drag on for years, but we could hear a result in a few weeks on calls for orders for Israel to stop its campaign against Hamas. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been looking towards Gaza's future.
Israel has no intention of permanently occupying Gaza or displacing its civilian population. Israel is fighting Hamas terrorists, not the Palestinian population. And we are doing so in full compliance with international law.
A cabinet minister admits if someone did commit fraud or stole from the post office, then they could still be cleared because a new law would quash all Horizon scandal convictions. But Claire Cortinho says the government wants justice for the post office managers who were affected by a faulty IT system. The inquiry into what happened has restarted after a break. Jo Hamilton was wrongly convicted of stealing thousands from her shop in Hampshire.
We formed a group litigation in 2015, and 9 years on, they still had almost no money. And it seems a travesty if other people will come forward now and probably get paid before them.
Latest NHS figures show 13% of ambulance handovers in England last week were delayed by more than an hour. That's up from 12% across the previous week. The number of mothers dying either during pregnancy or soon after is at its highest for 20 years. Blood clots in the veins was the leading cause of death. Labour wants to bring in supervised toothbrushing sessions for young children if it wins the next election. Sir Keir Starmer says tooth decay should become a thing of the past. And after posting strong Christmas figures, Tesco says its customers really enjoyed the holidays. It sold 6.6 million bottles of Prosecco. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much, Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. It's pretty cold today. 6 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. Now, the sunshine will disappear pretty soon. It'll be overcast and cloudy, but it should remain dry going into Friday. It'll be cloudy all day and not much sunshine at all, and dry. And then Saturday and Sunday, you're going to get some sunshine and temperatures sticking to about sort of 5, 6 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch. I've got my scarf on. I need to get another drink, actually. A little bit cold. Mrs. G, myself and Mrs. G are talking about a mutual friend who I haven't seen for about 3 months. And yeah, exactly. I agree with everything you're saying, Mrs. G. Yeah, exactly. I met Mrs. G at an evening where it was Mustard Seed Cook. She's not doing it anymore, but you used to go to the house and you would pay £30 and then you would eat and you bring your own drink and she would provide all this wonderful food. It's fantastic. And we met there. She was Mrs. G was sat next to me and we got on like a house on fire. And it was a good evening, wasn't that? And you've been to loads of them. Did you say... Oh, well, I thought we got on okay. I saw Mrs. G, but just before Christmas, we went and had some tapas, didn't we? We did order quite a lot of tapas. You know what it's like? Because you're looking at the menu, you go, will three dishes be enough? No, at least five. So I think we had seven and just kept eating. I mean, I like a little bit of tapas and picky stuff. And it made you feel as if you were in the, you know, you were going on holiday. That's the next thing. I want to book something, maybe for a weekend. I said, I'd really love to go to Barcelona. Never been, because I want to go on a tapas tour. I know I'm talking about food all the time, but I really fancy going to Barcelona, and then you can book a private tapas tour and they take you around to all these little things. You have a little glass of sherry. And I've always fancied doing that and then just having a mooch around. So anyone want to join me for a tapas tour? Maybe there should be like 20 of us going. And we can get that. We can go through not just travel. They can sort it out for us. They're a local business, one of our sponsors here on Phoenix FM. We can have a chat with them. They can organise it. I'd love that. Michelle's tapas tour. Why has it got to be Michelle's? Well, because I'm organising it. Well, not just travel and organising, but it'd be my club. So it has to have my name. And then you can all buy T-shirts with like Michelle's tapas tour written on it or something. I don't like that. Do you know what? I've never been married, obviously. And I couldn't think of anything worse of having a hen night. I couldn't think of it. I've been to one or two. I don't, it's not for me. I don't like all that. I mean, you do what you like. You can do what you like. Dress up in tutus, wear pink, wear those funny thing, phallic things on your head, whatever you want to do. For me, no. I'll go out and maybe one or two girlfriends and maybe have a bit of dinner. But, you know, I wouldn't go off and see, you know, strippers and things like that. It's not for me. Not because I'm a prude. You know I'm not a prude, but I just don't like it. It's not for me. I'd rather go to a spa or something. You know, if I'm going to marry Hugh Jackman, I'd go for a spa. He'd pay for that, obviously. And it'd be like, maybe in America, because I'd say, Hugh, I want to do my hen night. This is my daydreaming. I'd like to do my hen night. And he'd go, no worries, Michelle. I'll fly you and your girlfriend. I'd go, oh, no, you can't do that. I can't accept. No. Okay. And will you sign this prenup? Well, if you don't love me enough to marry me, I mean, I don't know what's going on. But that's what somebody like Hugh would do that. He'd go, you know what? You're my girl, and I've just booked it. I booked it for you and your friends. You're all going to a beautiful spa for the weekend. See you at the wedding. Yeah. Why doesn't that happen? Do you know anybody that happens for? Well, they've got a really nice guy that just books a weekend spa away for them in New York and maybe for 10 of their friends. No, exactly. I need to meet that man as fast as I can.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Cause you're in Hollywood. Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
I'm in a real 80s mood today, like my hello. Hair.
Hello? Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry you couldn't get through. Cause this is a message that's been recorded especially for you. And then if you leave a name and a number, we'll get right back to you. You can leave a message now if you want to when the bleeps are through. Oh yeah. You'd hurry home. I think I'm lost and I wanna be found. Feels like I'm wandering around nowhere land. All I'm after is to see your sunshine, smile and laughter. I feel like calling you. Feel like some contact. I feel like phoning but I can't get through. I get. Hey, how you doing? Sorry you couldn't get through. Cause this is a message that's been recorded especially for you. And if you leave a name, we'll get right back to you. You can leave a message now if you want to. Silver color coin that is silver in appearance, yeah, but it's beetles in value. I say silver in appearance, cause I still can't get through. I get, hey, how you doing? So sorry you couldn't get through. Cause this is a message that's been recorded
especially for you.
God knows you. So I decide maybe my timing ain't so good. You're playing music loud, like you should. Now how am I gonna clear a line to hear a human say, I won't play, no, I won't play now. I'm gonna play, yeah. I'm gonna take this time, I'm gonna find out till you get back. I'm gonna say, what you gonna do? Yes, I'm in a storm, so rage ain't nothing gonna change.
The feeling
inside's burning and I'm red in the face. Yeah, it's automatic, the second night. Felt the rush over my spine. I'm staring like I'm seeing a ghost, but I'm dreaming about you taking me home. I can see it all. Now I have to know what the feeling's like in your afterglow.
That is Sam Fisher with Afterglow. Got my coffee. It's a bit run out of milk, actually. It's very dark. Never mind. I'll just have to make the best of it. I'm trying to keep warm. I think after the show, I might go and get myself a hoodie. I've got a couple of jumpers. I nearly bought another one yesterday. I thought, oh, no, don't buy another jumper. And I should have done. Because I normally put my jumpers over the radiator to, because I don't want to put them in the tumble dryer. And obviously, because I've got no heating at the moment, I can't put anything on the radiators to, you know, to dry off a little bit. So, yeah, I might go and get a hoodie and maybe go and get... I've got hot water bottles upstairs. I don't know where they've all gone. I've got three. Got one from my mum. I've got another one. I can't find them. So I need to sort that out. I'm still, do you know what, even in here today, it's 19 degrees. I could turn it up a bit, but I have to be careful because if I put the heating on in the studio, it gives me a tendency where I feel like I'm going to fall asleep. And I know one of our presenters did. One of our presenters is in, hopefully I've got this right, narcolepsy. And they did actually fall asleep on air. And you could hear like that. With me, though, I snore. My snoring is not like that. I snore awfully. Hoodies never look good on me, but I like the idea of them and keep buying them. Yeah, hoodies look awful on me. I think the thing is I need to get a hoodie that's a big enough size. If you try, that's the problem. If I buy one that's like, you know, hangs onto the back fat, it's not so good. But I just want a big, you know, a zip-up hoodie. That's what I want. Something like that. Keep me nice and warm. I don't care what it looks like, really. And a pair of, like, joggers or something. My day, when I get home, it's my daytime wear. You know, just get this off and wear something else. Get my jeans off. I might change the furniture around in the front room because I bought a sofa probably about, I don't know, about four or five years ago. And it's basically a, what do they call them? It's the leather sofa that's, they're quite solid and they've got like buttons on the back of them. And I can't remember the name of what they're called. Chesterfield, I think they're called. Because I always wanted one. And this is like in an orange colour and it's quite funky. And I've got a different colour sort of two-seater sofa in a different fabric, in a fabric which is in grey. So there's a little bit of a mishmash, but I quite like that. I don't never wanted like a three-piece suite or anything like that. So anyway, but the only thing is it's very uncomfortable. And even though the leather has kind of got, you know, more and more supple over the years, it's just not comfortable. So I think I'm going to swap around the sofas because the double seat that I've got, it's called a love seat for one. I might put that there, but it makes the front room look a bit out of balance. But I don't care. I just, because I can snuggle up on, I can do like snuggle up on that one. Whereas on the leather one, it's just always, it's just really, it's uncomfortable. Normal oversized stuff humbles me when it fits exactly. Apparently you need to go four sizes bigger to make them look oversized. Yeah, see, there's a trend at the moment on TikTok for people buying these enormous, and I mean enormous, jumpers. And if you're big, they go up to about, they fit from a size 8, so they say, up to a size 26. And I just think they look, if you're, the thing is, you can get away with wearing them if you're big and you're tall. But when you're only 5'1", they look, I think they look hideous. So I won't be buying one. Anyway, shall I play some more new music? I think I should. I played this for the first time yesterday. I heard this guy on TikTok. I think he's amazing. Hopefully we might get him into the studio. He's called Stefan Mahendra. And this one is called Would You Be Mine? Check him out online. All the details are on my Eat My Brunch page and all the click through to the artists are there.
I've been losing myself in you, babe. But I don't mind, 'cause I know it better as two. I don't wanna go no, another day or night without your love. Oh, baby, would you be mine? Can I be the one to love you for the rest of time? Would you be mine? Lately I've been losing myself in you, babe. And I don't, anyone says, 'cause I know our love is true. I don't wanna go another day without your love. Would you be my baby? Would you be?
What a great song. That is Stefan Mahendra, and discovered him on, well, I didn't, I'm not saying I discovered him personally, he's known to a lot of people, but what a great voice. Found out he knows a few of the people that I do as well that follow him, that there are other musicians, but what a great voice. He's played at Pizza Express and all over the place, but that's fantastic. And you can find out more about him, check it out online. Bit of 10cc, this is Life is a Minestrone. I'm just searching for my headphones. I was like, where are they? They're on my head. How many times do we all do that? Any presenter here, if you're listening, it's one of you go, where are my headphones? And you realise, oh, they're on my head. Yeah, exactly. I'm always doing that with my glasses, and they always are on my head. In fact, you know when you're getting a bit elderly? Last night when I was out with Martin for dinner, and the menu came up, and I started reading it, put my glasses on. He went, I can't see anything. I said, do you want to borrow my glasses? I haven't really gone to get my eyes tested since I had my cataract surgery, and I had to have some extra surgery done, just a little bit of laser. So I need to go and get that done. I'm debating going to work in the coffee shop. Oh, right, yeah, you could do. That's quite like an American kind of thing to do, isn't it? Just going to go and have coffee. What type of coffee are you going to get? You're going to get like a gingerbread one with loads of cream. I couldn't have one of those. I just like a nice normal coffee. I don't like the ones that have got all the syrups and all the cream and all that stuff on it. No. Just a latte. Just say latte or latte. I have a friend that says latte. It's latte. Yeah, whatever. I don't mind. They've got a lot of milk, haven't they, in those ones? I think that it might be the place that does a nice salad, the coffee shop you're talking about. Although, as I said, I'm not paying £6 for a salad. I'm just not doing it. It's a lovely salad. It's got it's got chicken, it's got tomatoes, and obviously salad, and a beautiful dressing. And then it's got pistachios and some, I think they're Kalamata olives in there. And it's just, all the flavour is gorgeous. A bit cold now. I mean, one thing I need for lunch is a radiator, really. Another one for the front room, because it's so cold. Yes. I took loads of stuff to the charity shop yesterday. And I pulled up in Upminster, and some very nice man came out to help me. He said, you need a hand? I said, I can't lift any of it. I lifted one box I took down there? And I was like, no, because it was down steps. I was like, that's enough, you know, that's enough for me. So, I just took loads. And I took loads of brand new boots as well. I just thought to myself, I'm not going to wear them. Let somebody else have them. So in Upminster, if you go to any of the charity shops, there'd be a couple of pairs of really nice, good quality boots, which were really expensive when I bought them. But I just, the ones that are made of... there's a brand, isn't there? I won't say the brand, but I bought a couple of pairs of their boots, and they are winter boots, but I just don't like them. So I'm wearing my ones. I bought these ones I've got now. These are like hiking boots, and they're just so comfortable. And I did wear a pair of boots last night when I went out to meet Martin with a little bit of a heel on them. And then I got home, and it felt like somebody had smashed my big toe with a hammer. I couldn't put it flat on foot. It's really painful. It just must be on that. It's just on my right. On my left foot. It's where it's just gone up slightly. You know, when you... I don't know how people wear these, all these really beautiful shoes. I just couldn't do it. Just make me feel ill.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Everything's making me feel ill. I'm so cold. I don't even know what day of the week is. Let's have a look at... the traffic and travel. Brook Street roundabout is not looking too bad. A1023, just as you come off Brook Street roundabout, has got temporary traffic signals outside London Road and Spittle Lane. Best thing to do is go down Wiggly Bush Lane and then head down there and then turn right onto Weald Road, and you can maybe go the back way towards the Ongar Road. Wilson's Corner looking quite busy. A12 up to Chelmsford, not too many problems there at all. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a nice clear run, and if you're heading up towards the M11, it is clear. Coming up next is Charlie XCX and Sam Smith in the City.
I'm flowing to you like water, yeah, my body swaying side to side. I'm focused in on the moment, all the lights are diamonds in the sky, yeah. And I finally see myself, like you see me now. Took time, time to see myself.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
That is the one and only Lenny Kravitz with TK41. Now, I played this out yesterday. It's got like a little bit of a Kate Bush vibe to it. They're called Bo Bowen, and this is called Dreams With You. Us up to the news. Here is the Proclaimers. This is a letter from America. Come on, you know the words.
Miami to Canada.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.